Los Angeles musician Gabriel Reyes Whitaker had a challenge. A few years ago, he was asked to tackle the weighty subject of Latin American modernism in sound. His response was to invent a new persona, Frankie Reyes, and he set off to record a dozen instrumental versions of Spanish-language ballads and waltzes from the 1930s through the 1960s. He used only a vintage analog synthesizer. The result is the album Bolares, Valses y Más, and reviewer Oliver Wang says it is both gorgeous and ghostly.
The central conceit behind Frankie Reyes' new album was to take a handful of classic Latin American slow jams and remake them using an Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer. Simple idea, spooky result. If you're familiar with the original songs, you'll notice that Reyes isn't doing anything dramatic with his arrangements. For example, this is the hit 1940s version of the Mexican ballad Flor de Azalea.
Como espuma que inerte lleva el caudaloso río. Flor de Azalea, la vida en su avalancha te arrastró.
And here's what it sounds like translated through the Oberheim. Bolero's Valses y Más is a novelty record in the best sense of the term, making something new and unusual by mining older songs and technologies. The Oberheim synthesizer isn't even that old. It hit the market in the late 1970s, but in using it to remake these standards from generations earlier, Reyes disrupts our sense of where, and especially when, these songs first came out. One of my favorite things about the album is how every listen inspires new metaphors to try to describe it. So far, I've come up with, it's from an old Puerto Rican sci-fi movie soundtrack. Or, it's what you'd hear during a graveyard carousel ride. Or, it's what a band might play if your quinceañera happened to fall on the Day of the Dead. Those all work to a degree, but the magic and mystery of Frankie Reyes' sound always feels just outside the realm of description, but well within that of imagination.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach, and he's author of the book Legions of Bloom.